From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The acclaimed Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar had his breakout moment in 1988 with the movie Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. It was raucous, candy-colored, and packed with over-the-top performances. Now, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown is one of the most highly anticipated Broadway musicals of the season. As Jeff London reports, the glittery adaptation features some of Broadway's biggest female stars.
2 days before opening night, the creators of Women on the Verge met in a rehearsal room in the bowels of Lincoln Center to talk about their musical. Adapting an action-packed farce to the stage has been a huge challenge, and the past month of previews had been intense. The moving sets had ground to a halt at several performances, and they just put in a new opening number. Songwriter David Yazbek confessed to feeling, if not on the verge of a nervous breakdown, then somewhere closer to nervous exhaustion.
I'm not sure I could take it again. I feel like I need to get like a complete blood transfusion, go to the gym for 5 months, and possibly have some kind of sheep gland injections for me to recover from this last 2 months.
Talk to me.
The journey began several years ago when scriptwriter Jeffrey Lane was looking for a project to work on with Yazbek after the success of their last show, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And Lane found himself sitting on his couch watching a lot of Pedro Almodóvar movies.
And Women on the Verge just had so much joy and comedy to it that it seemed more natural, with the real emotion underneath that joy.
You think that Cupid's got a bow? Well, no. Cupid's got a needle, it'll find a vein. Careful, cause you'll bleed a little. But pretty soon romance will marinate your brain. Then watch the temperature go up. You hardly sleep because your sheets are wet.
Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown tells the story of an actress, Peppa, who gets abandoned by her lover, Yvonne, and desperately searches for him, trying to find out why. Other characters are Yvonne's ex-wife, Lucia, recently released from a mental hospital, and Candela, a model who discovers she's been sleeping with a terrorist. And somehow these characters, and several more, end up in Peppa's penthouse apartment in Madrid, where barbiturate-laced gazpacho is on the menu. Sherry Renee Scott plays Peppa.
It does take place within 2 days of, high activity. Guns are fired, there's fire, women fly, it's very fast-paced and cinematic, and yet actually, kind of a heightened realism, I would say an absurd realism.
Oh, that's an overdose of love. You're sick of what you're saying.
Trying to harness all this frantic activity is director Bartlett Shear, who won a Tony Award for the recent revival of South Pacific. His goal was to find a theatrical equivalent for the multiple locales and tempo of the Almodóvar film. There are perhaps 200 different scenes, some as short as just a few seconds, in the musical, and the set uses 4 treadmills, almost constant video, and scenery flying in and out. Shear says he spent a lot of time
trying to make it so that it would be light as a feather and an effortless transformation of images, shift of images, that didn't feel heavy. His work is emotional but light. Not light like light, but like it changes quickly. So it had to have that quality to it.
In one number, Laura Benanti, as the model Candela, seems to pop up all over the stage as she leaves increasingly frantic phone messages on Pepa's answering machine about the boyfriend she suspects is a terrorist.
It's just like getting on a treadmill for 5 minutes and sprinting while being funny. It's like being shot out of a cannon every single night.
Pepa, it's me again. Why aren't you picking up the phone? It's like my brain is going to melt if I don't talk to you. I've got a problem in the shower and I've only got a minute. Cause the problem in the shower is this guy that I've been dating named Malik. He's what's the word? Swarthy like a desert sheik. And he's been here in my apartment for about a week. I met him down at Cafe Sombra and I know you think I'm overly romantic, but you wouldn't believe the connection we had. Like immediately I was ready for him to meet my mom. Like I could feel my heart exploding like some kind of bomb.
But in adapting Almodóvar's comedy for the stage, the authors have also found ways to deepen some of the characters, says songwriter David Yazbek.
There are things that work better on stage. And then there are things that work better in film. And then there are things you cannot possibly do on stage that you could do on film. For instance, a close-up. You can't do that on stage, but you can have a four-minute song that serves as a close-up.
One of those four-minute close-ups is a song called Invisible, sung by Patti LuPone as the deranged but very stylish Lucia.
It was a complicated song to unravel. But then you know who I started thinking of is the women that you see walking down Madison Avenue, shopping, getting their hair and nails done, their facials, having lunch, and then going back to a home where perhaps they are totally invisible to their husband.
Back then, the men would look and smile at me like boys applying for a summer job. But no, I never would respond. The vacancy was too loud. Back home, my love would whisper in my ear. Those words, a shelter for a troubled soul. That voice, like sunshine when you're cold. Like water when you're thirsty. And then when morning he was gone.
Author Jeffrey Lane says the show celebrates the fortitude of these women in fragile emotional states.
It's a show about people wanting the wrong things and finally getting the blessing of, oh, this is what I needed. You know, it's the, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes. You know, and these women do. They keep moving forward. It's their actions and their choices that might be wrong, but the fact that they are alive, they are moving forward, they are trying to work out their lives, and they never just give up.
He was gone, but he still was there.
And the same might be said for the creators, who've been tweaking the show right up to opening night, even trading emails with Pedro Almodovar in Spain, says director Bartlett Shear.
And the kind of synergy between artists all around the same material has been a really exciting experiment for all of us. So no matter how it turns out, at least we feel like we gave it pretty much everything we had.
Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown opens at the Belasco Theater on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.